let's say you have a person who he lost his mind. He doesn't know that he can't stick his hand to fire. But it's very dangerous. He doesn't have that kara. So when a person has a kara that he's scared of fire, that's a mila, right? When they have yiras Hashem, you have a kara and Hashem. That means you're healthy, right? That means you're healthy. That means you see Hashem. That means you're besimcha, because you're healthy and you have that kara and Hashem. You have the kara and the life jacket. You're not you can stick your hand to fire. So you're besimcha with the hakara.
So what's the avodah? What are the machshavas?
Machshav is bittul Hashem. The machshav of bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. How you're mevat yourself to Him. That's a connection of simcha, because now you have Hashem in your heart, and you are connected to life. And that's why when a person has an nesayin and betachin, and he thinks about Hashem, and he connects to Hashem, that happiness is worth more than the hatsala of the problem that he has. Because now he has Hashem. Now he has the life jacket. That's why the hergesh of betachin gives you simcha and gives you happiness more than knowing that you'll get what you want to get. The betachin Hashem is so strong because you have the simcha that you'll be matzliach, and the simcha is more than the Yeshua. And even if you don't know it's Yeshua, that's where you can betachin Hashem. You connect it straight to Hashem. What do we want in life? We want good things, right? The connection to Hashem, the happiness, when a guy goes to war, the terrorist case, you go to war, and you're thinking that Hashem is going to help me and be there with me, and you feel Hashem, and therefore you're not down, then it could be taka, you will get killed in the war, if that's the Ratzon Hashem. So the connection to Hashem is what gives you the koicha to go vaito. So the betachin Hashem is that, since the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created me, put me in this world, and he wants me to succeed, and he gave me all these matzavim, right? Like, just like when I go to war, Hashem wants me to think, I can't fight a war if I don't think I'm going to win. It's not shy. In life, you have to feel you're going to be successful. He starts off the whole Shai B'tachin. Like a slave is put into this avodah. His master says, do this. So he has to do with the hergish. He's in matzliach. Whether he's matzliach or not, it's not the verb. It's the fact that he's the eved, that his master put him in this matzav. That's what gives him the tremendous betachin. And the ikram is saying that the betachin that you have, that you'll be matzliach, is the power of your koichas hanefesh, that your makir, that Hashem is giving you this matzav, and he's backing, and he's going to help you succeed. And nothing could stand in the way. Nothing. Even the not success doesn't stand in the way. Because the betachin is stronger than knowing that it's for sure going to work out. The betachin is, even if it's not going to work out, my betachin Hashem is stronger than the Yeshua, because I'm connected to Hashem. When you have this hakara of Yiras Hashem, which causes betachin, Chazal Zevav says, because the Yiras Hashem is the hakara in Hashem, and it's a kasher to Chayim. So when a person is happy, the happiness itself is worth more than any Yeshua, because that's the connection to Hashem.